Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
At your service. That's what they call me, Mr. Humble. That's what they call me around here. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, the Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Giovanni, whether you know it or not, folks, and if you've been listening to my show, you know it, but if you just tuned in, let me explain to you that one of your best friends on planet Earth is Giovanni Cortolo, because he's on the phone, he's in meetings, he's on Capitol Hill, he's at the White House, he's at the State Department, wherever he can go, advocating for you, making sure that our government doesn't do any more harm to you than possible. And as I said, he's our good friend, Giovanni Cortolo. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be there, and I'm one of your best fans. I tell you, you do a great job for small business.
Thanks, Giovanni. It's good to have you back. Hey, Giovanni, I want to talk about something. I know you don't work on this directly, but I just would like your thoughts on what's going on in South Carolina. The National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, is basically taking Boeing to court to get them to stop opening a Dreamliner plant, 787 plant, that's already built, that's ready for 2,000 people to go to work. And the NLRB, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the administration, and folks, when I say that, it doesn't matter who's in the White House, Bush or Obama or Clinton or whoever. The NLRB is a wholly owned subsidiary, basically, of that administration, and they do basically what the administration wants, and regardless of who's in the White House. And so this one is a wholly owned subsidiary of President Obama, and they're trying to stop them. And you know, Giovanni, I don't wake up in the middle of the night worrying about Boeing, but when I see 2,000 jobs anywhere, I see thousands of opportunities for small businesses. And when those people don't go to work, that opportunity for small business doesn't happen either, does it?
Well, absolutely. And you really hit the nail on the head. It's an interactive economy. So you can't hurt somebody on one side of the economy and expect small business to not take it on the chin. You know, those 4,000 people or 2,000 people that would have worked there spend money. They go out to local restaurants. Think of the number of people that fly in to look at those Dreamliners and stay in hotels. And you know, the ripple effect is phenomenal. The NLRB is certainly not doing us any favors in light of the fact that we have a very fledgling, you know, shaky economy. Small businesses, if you ask any of them, their number one issue is getting sales, getting people in the door. And this is not right. I mean, in a world where we should have choice, but it's part of a bigger picture. And you mentioned, you hit the nail on the head, jobs. You know, we
2,000 direct jobs, never mind, as we've said, the indirect jobs. And, and I just want to point out one thing quickly, Giovanni, that for people to remember, this plant didn't take one job away from anywhere else.
No, it didn't. Washington State still expanded. Boeing expanded in Washington State. I think you're going to see, and I've been on the phone to Capitol Hill a number of times, to the House side. What you're going to see is competing jobs bills this fall. Part of the Republican House jobs bill is going to be reining in NLRB. We don't know the details yet, but they're putting together a very serious jobs package that will rein in NLRB, will rein in EPA, will have issues that, you know, rein in regulation, all of which are imposing burdens on our small businesses and big businesses alike, affecting the jobs. And I think we're going to shift into, generally, there's two things driving discussion on Capitol Hill right now, and that's debt and deficit and jobs. And we're going to shift from debt and deficit Not totally, but we're going to shift over to jobs this fall.
Well, as we should. And one thing I want to point out, folks, as we wrap up this segment, the reason for the conflict between the NLRB and Boeing in South Carolina is because South Carolina is a right-to-work state, meaning it doesn't automatic. It's not as easy for the unions to organize in a right-to-work state as it is a union state, the opposite of a right-to-work state. And there are 20, was it 26 right-to-work states in America, I think, something like that. Yeah. And South Carolina is one of them. And the NLRB currently, the current NLRB does not like jobs in right-to-work states because those are harder to unionize. Folks, it's as simple as that. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's the truth. And America needs all kinds of jobs, union jobs or otherwise. We need whatever kind of jobs we can get. USChamber.com is Giovanni Cortolo's website. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We're going to take a quick break, 20 till. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.